Passage is taken from Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 to 4.
今天的经文是取自马太福音十八节，十八章第一到四节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 1 to 4. 两节两节的念。
Okay.
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child and had him stand among them.
当时门徒近前来向耶稣说，天国里谁是最大的？耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们当中。
And said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you turn around and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself like this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。所以，凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Brothers and sisters and friends, peace to you.
弟兄姐妹平安。
好像没有回应。平安。I also do this every Friday morning. Boys and girls, good morning to you.
孩子们早安。
They never call me. Good morning, boys and girls. Yeah. Okay. So we are going to spend a few minutes today to think about a simple question.
让我们来思考一个简单的问题。
Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
天国里谁是最大的？
Who is the greatest?
谁是最伟大的呢？
Now, I think before we answer that, maybe we can try an easier question. Who do you think is the greatest person in the world right now?
在回答这个问题前，也许我们该问，如今在这个世界上，谁是最伟大的？
Would it be the President of the United States?
是美国的总统吗？
He commands the greatest army in this world, you know?
他能命令世界上最强的军队。
Or is it Bill Gates?
还是比尔盖茨。
He's the world's richest man, worth 18 billion.
他是世界上最富有的人，身价值800亿。
Now, depending on what you choose to measure, I think you will come up with different names, each with different achievements and each with their greatest power.
根据不同衡量的准则，你最终会说出不同的名字，每一位都有着伟大的成就和权力。
Then again, I thought,what if you ask my kids?
话说回来，如果你问我的孩子
，I never asked this lah, but I'm thinking, if you ask my kids, who is the greatest person in the world?
如果你问他们这个世界上谁最伟大
？My kids don't know Obama, they don't know Bill Gates.
我的孩子不知道谁是奥巴马和比尔盖茨。
They will tell you the greatest person in the world is mommy.
他们会告诉你这个世界上最伟大的是妈妈。
Daddy, on the other hand, is always number two.
爸爸呢总是排第二。
Fellow fathers, is it the same for you?
在座当父亲的，你们有同感吗
？Maybe it's just me.
也许只有我。
Now back to the question, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
言归正传，天国里谁是最大的呢
？The disciples were asking Jesus this question, obviously because they were anticipating this kingdom of heaven is coming.
耶稣的门徒问这个问题，因为他们期待天国的来临。
The kingdom of heaven is coming.
天国将临到。
Who is the greatest?
谁是最大的呢
？In their minds, they may be thinking to themselves.
在他们的心目中可能会问
：Is it me?
是我吗
？Or is it Peter?
或者彼得
？Maybe John?
或约翰
？Maybe the one who is the toughest fighter?
也许是那个最强的。
Maybe the one that can perform the greatest miracles,
或可以行最伟大的奇迹的。
Maybe the one that now is the closest to Jesus,
也许是与耶稣关系最亲密的。
Some of them secretly jealous of Peter, John, and James, who were spending a lot of time with Jesus.
他们当中有些人可能会妒忌彼得、雅各和约翰，因为他们与耶稣的时间最多。
But maybe first we should ask is.What is it like in the kingdom of heaven?
但也许我们应该先问天国是怎样的呢
？The kingdom of heaven means is the kingdom where God is king.
天国意味着上帝为王的国度。
But maybe you still ask me, so what is it like? What is this kingdom like?
但这又是怎样的国度呢?
In the entire course of history, actually you can find many so-called answers.
在历史当中，我们可以找到许多答案。
To the Jews, it would mean the kingdom of Israel being restored.
对于犹太人，这可能意味着以色列王国的复兴。
In the Middle Ages, we call that Christendom, you know, typified by the Crusades. This is a movie called The Kingdom of Heaven.
在中世纪，它被称为基督教界，以十字军东征为代表。
In the 19th century in China,We also have a Chinese version of this called 太平天国。
在十九世纪的中国，甚至有一个中国的版本，称为太平天国。
But however, the kingdom of heaven is not unique just to Christianity.
但天国不单单在基督教中可见。
In today's world, we also have a very horrible version typified by the Islamic extremists at ISIS.
如今你还可以看到由回教极端分子在扩展伊斯兰国的可怕版本。
That is their interpretation of a kingdom that is being ruled by God.
那是他们对神统治的国度的了解。
Yet all this, I will argue, is totally different from what Jesus wants to say.
然而这些都是与耶稣所教导的完全不同。
If anybody that tells you that a kingdom of heaven is going to be achieved with violence,With dominance or power,
如果有人告诉你关于天国的实现是用暴力和权力得到的
，A kingdom of heaven that resembles anywhere like an empire, that is not Jesus' kingdom of heaven.
甚至是任何类似帝国的，这不是耶稣的天国。
So what is the kingdom of heaven like?
那天国是怎样的呢
？Actually, Jesus has described the kingdom of heaven for us.
耶稣向我们描述天国。
The kingdom of heaven is a place where people are comforted.
天国是人得安慰的地方。
The kingdom of heaven is where people find God's peace and God's righteousness.
他们能享有上帝的平安和公义。
It is a kingdom that is for the merciful, a kingdom for the meek.
是一个有怜悯和温柔的国度。
If I were to sum up what is the kingdom of heaven,
总的来说
the kingdom of heaven.It's a place where people live at peace with one another and also at peace with God.
天国是人们有和睦的并与神和好的地方。
So in such a kingdom, who is the greatest?
所以在这样一个天国这个国度里谁是最大的呢?
To answer his disciples,
回答他的门徒。
Then Jesus called out a child.
耶稣叫了一个小孩子来。
Yes.Had the child stand in front of all of them,
使他站在他们当中。
And then he said,
说
I tell you the truth, unless you turn around and become like little children,
我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，
you will never enter the kingdom of God.
断不得进天国。
Whoever is then humbles themselves like a little child is the greatest.In the kingdom of heaven.
所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的他在天国里就是最大的。
So who is the one who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
那是谁在天国里最大的呢?
The one who has the humility of a little child.
是那位像小孩子一样谦卑的。
Today we celebrate Children's Day.
今天我们欢庆儿童节。
The Children's Day is necessary.Because for thousands of years of humanity, children were always amongst the most vulnerable ones in a society.
这是必要的，因为千百年来在人类的历史当中，孩子们常常处于社会中最脆弱的。
And this is the origin of Children's Day, a timely reminder of the vulnerability of children and their importance amongst us.
儿童节是一个对孩子们的重要性及时的提醒。
Children are vulnerable.
孩子们是最脆弱的。
Yet, Jesus said, whoever humbles himself like a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
然而耶稣说，凡自己谦卑像小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大。
Now first let me explain something.
先让我解释。
Jesus is not saying everything about being a child is desirable.
耶稣不是说一切关于孩子的都是好的。
We are not asked to be childish or naive.
在这里不是指孩子气或天真。
Or even to assume that, oh, children are naturally humble.
或甚至认定孩子是天生谦卑的。
Jesus here is addressing the concept of greatness.
耶稣是在教导关于伟大的了解。
In a Roman society, a child has no status at all.
在罗马的社会中，孩子们没有任何地位。
And so, back in the Roman society, children are at the mercy of adults.
所以孩子们常常就是认为任由大人来摆布。
They have no rights.
他们没有权利可言。
No significance.
没有任何的权利。
Is that still true of children today?
现在如今是这样吗？
What would Singaporeans parents today also say the same?
现今的新加坡社会当中，父母会这么说吗？
Some Singaporeans might tell me, no. Children today are no longer like that.
一些家长可能会说，我的孩子，根本不是这样。
My kid has the biggest voice in this family.
我的孩子是家中权力最大的。
They decide where to eat and where to go for vacations.
去哪儿吃饭，到哪儿度假，都是由他们来决定的。
But back in the Roman society, children have no status at all.
但早在罗马社会中，孩子们都根本任何地位都没有。
So what is Jesus trying to say?
那耶稣想要说的是什么呢？
Jesus is saying, "Are you asking me who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?"
你在问我天国谁最伟大？
He is saying, "The greatest." Is the one who is able to humble himself to become a person like no status.
最大的是那位能够自己谦卑到一个甚至没有任何地位的人。
If Jesus is speaking in our Singaporean context,
若在现今新加坡的社会中，
he would have called forth a domestic maid.
也许耶稣会叫一名女佣，
or a Bangladeshi worker,
或孟加拉的工人，
and then he would say.
并说
Whoever humbles himself like this worker is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
凡自己谦卑像这名工人的，现在就是在天国最伟大的。
Brothers and sisters, have you thought about this?
你有试想过吗？
The greatest in the kingdom of heaven is the one who is able to humble himself like a maid, like a domestic worker, like a Bangladeshi worker.That is the one is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
凡自己谦卑像这名工人的，是在天国最伟大的。
Humility doesn't mean that you have low self-esteem.
不过谦卑并不意味着自卑。
Humility doesn't mean that you must intentionally appear to be so-called lower class.
谦卑也不是只要刻意的把自己显得在下层阶级。
People who are humble can come from all walks of life.
谦卑的人来自各行各业。
People who are humble can be full of abilities.
也可以是非常有能力的。
But being humble means you must be perfectly comfortable with who you are.
然而你必须知道并接受自己。
Because being humble means that for the sake of the purposes of God,
谦卑的指的是为了体现天国。
For the sake of manifesting the kingdom of heaven,
为了体现天国。
You are willing to look beyond status.
你愿意放下骄傲。
To look beyond pride and self-interest for the sake of God.
和自我的利益。
Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
谁是天国最伟大的呢？
Those who can humble themselves to fulfill God's will.
是那些可以自己谦卑来履行上帝旨意的。
To humble to fulfill the things that God wants to see happening.
谦卑的来完成上帝所要行的事。
So the question here is, what exactly is a Christian supposed to do?
那一个基督徒应该做什么？
What is he supposed to do to fulfill so that he has to be humble?
才能如此的谦卑呢？
The kingdom of heaven is a place where people live at peace with one another.
天国是人们和睦相处的地方。
The kingdom of heaven is a place where people live at peace with God.
也是一个与神和好的地方。
So essentially, it's about human relationships.
所以这关系到我们的人际关系。
In the same chapter, Jesus will talk about welcoming others.
在同样的经节里，耶稣说到要接待人。
Humble yourself so that you can be hospitable to people from all walks of life.
谦卑的去接待各行各业的人。
People that you feel are so different from you.
那些你认为与你截然不同的。
Then Jesus talks about don't be a stumbling block.
耶稣又说不要成为一个绊脚石。
You need to be able to humble yourself to care about others, especially those who seem to be vulnerable.
谦卑的去关心那些属灵上脆弱的。
Jesus then said, don't disdain them just because they are weak.
不要因为他们是弱者而鄙视他们。
Then Jesus talked about those who are lost.
若有人迷失的。
Like one lost lamb, even amongst 99 lambs.
就像一只迷失的羊。
You must be able to put down your pride, put down your self-interest.
你要放下你的骄傲和自我利益。
Then go and look and find them, bring them back.
去寻回他。
Then Jesus talks about those who sin.
耶稣说到那些犯罪的。
You must put down yourself, be willing to go, find his fault, talk to them, show him his faults.
你要去就和他指出他的错来。
Don't be thinking about yourself. Think about the other guy. If he listens to you, you have regained your brother.
他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。
Then Jesus talks about forgiveness.
过后耶稣谈到宽恕。
He says not seven times, but 77 times.
不是到七次，乃是到七十个七次。
So what is a Christian supposed to do?
所以一个基督徒要怎样呢？
And why must a Christian be humble?
为何一位基督徒要谦卑呢？
It's all, so that all this can be done.
我们才能够做到这样的事。
And all this can only be done without human ego.
要做到这些，我们必须放下自己。
Without human pride,
骄傲
and without a care for popularity or self-interest,
不顾人气和自身利益。
Brothers and sisters and friends,
弟兄姐妹朋友们，
we live in a world where this is like a me culture.
我们生活在一个很自我主义的世界。
And the world is destroyed because of conflict.From all these human selfish desires.
世界被人类的私欲而破坏。
And that is a far cry from the kingdom of heaven.
这是与天国甚远的。
The kingdom of heaven, do you want it?
你想得到天国吗？
You want to join God in transforming this world?
你想加入上帝来改变世界吗？
Then first you need the humility of a little child.
那你必须像孩子一样谦卑。
Only then you can reach out to people regardless of your own pride and status.
只有这样，你才能够真的是敞开心来接待别人。
Instead of being motivated by selfish ambition and vanity,
不是发自于自己的私欲。
Each one of us then should be in humility, be moved to treat.One another as more important than yourself.
我们应该把他人视为更重要。
Each one of you should be concerned not for your own self-interest, but the interest of others as well.
你们不应该只顾到自己而他人的利益。
You should have the same attitude towards one another as Jesus had.
你应该有像耶稣同样的心。
Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. 第八节。
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And as a result, God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every other name.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
Jesus is the living proof.
耶稣是活生生的证明。
That those who humble themselves for the sake of others.
那些自己谦卑为他人着想的。
To humble themselves even to the status of a little child.
甚至是降到一个小孩的地位。
They shall be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
他是天国最伟大的。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear friends.
朋友们。
Dear children.
孩子们。
How about you?
你们呢？
让我们来。Let us pray. 我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，因为你用孩子 教导我们如何来完成这天国的事。我们把自己身心灵交托，愿主你使用我们，鉴察我们，也改变我们，也通过我们改变这世界。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。